Unit 11. Listening 1. CAE Part 1. Multiple choice. Extract 1.
Diane, it's quite traditional for American children to go to camp every summer, isn't it? But what makes non-Americans, I mean young people from other countries, want to work there?
Well, I think a big draw is the chance to see America. The camps are situated in beautiful locations, and the chance to go traveling after camp's over is also very appealing to applicants. But once our foreign staff actually arrive at camp, they're often surprised at how multicultural it is. You could be working alongside someone from Denmark, Australia, Ireland. It may be the first time you've met someone from these places, and you can find out how much in common you really have. It's a real education.
And if someone listening to this program wants to apply to work for Summer Camps USA, how can they go about it?
They should look out for our advertisements in the Globe, the International Student Magazine, or they can apply online. But I must advise people that working at camp is not the equivalent of a luxury holiday in a hotel. While it is a very satisfying experience, it may feel a little like military camp at times. That's not to say that you're taking orders and have no say. It's all very much about teamwork. It's more to do with the hours. You're often on duty for long periods, including night supervision of the children.
Extract 2.
James, I believe we both had great-great-grandparents who came to Australia as gold miners in the mid-1900s. But did you know much about that era before you did the documentary?
I'm ashamed to say not much. You know, I've always seen myself as a Chinese Australian, but that was more to do with family values and the traditions of our culture. And we grew up relatively wealthy and with a good education, and I've achieved a good level of success thanks to that. But I know now that I took it for granted. Making the film showed me just what hardships our ancestors went through and the sacrifices they made so we could be where we are today. I learned an awful lot.
From your own experience and going by the interviews you carried out for the program, do you believe that Chinese Australians are now seen as genuine Australians?
I think we've come a long way. Our communities used to be hidden from view, but now they're much more integrated. We're not hidden away in cafes and market gardens anymore, and it's no longer the case that Chinese parents are insisting their kids become doctors or lawyers. You've now also got Chinese Australians performing as musicians, artists, writers. That was a rare sight not so long ago. But it still occasionally happens that when I'm introduced to a European Australian, they like to compliment me on my good English. It doesn't occur to them that my family may have been here longer than theirs.
Extract 3.
Jeremy, an exhibition on tattooing. It's not really regarded as mainstream art, is it?
Well, not in the West, no. But one of the reasons for putting the exhibition together is to break down people's preconceptions about this art form. There's this stereotype of tattoos being worn by sailors or people trying to show they're nonconformist in some way. But certain cultures have long been wearing tattoos to show exactly where they do fit in society. And they're seen as sacred rather than merely fashionable. The exhibition really does provide a fascinating look at the history of tattooing.
A large part of the exhibition is dedicated to the Maori people of New Zealand. Were their tattoos purely decorative?
Well, as with other Polynesian cultures, tattoos for the Maori people were actually an indication of a man's rank in society, his degree of authority within a tribe. But unique to the Maori was how facial tattooing indicated a man's ancestry. The design on the left side of his face showed his father's side, and the right, his mother's. Such markings would also make a warrior more attractive to women. That isn't to say that women weren't also tattooed, but it tended to be a design on the chin, or just an outline around the lips. There's also a collection of tools on view. The bone chisels they used...